human beings are slippery. Oh, we are so slippery. And I have decided to... Well, Guinness Book of World Records says that it's very difficult to break an existing world record. You got to come up with like a new category. Number of times a ping pong ball has been bounced on the top of the Empire State Building on a Tuesday afternoon following a full moon with a broken ping pong paddle. Well, I have decided this whole love thing that our Lord wants us to do, you know, because he says really at the end of the world we're just going to be based, we're going to judge basically on how we loved. I got to find a way to make me more loving by maybe shifting the category. Yeah, that's it. Because to actually be more loving is tough. I mean, that's really tough. So, here's what I've decided. Let's say that I were to propose to you that you are 99.999999999999% of the way to fullness on something. Something that you want to be full on. You would say, well, yeah, that's pretty close. I mean, I'm not that close in anything in my life. I take satisfaction in that. All right. Well, I've decided that I am 99.999999999999999% loving. Now, here's the way I decided it, see? Rather than actually having to do it, I've shifted the category. For example, how many people in China? 1.2 billion, 1.3 billion. But you throw India in there, you got another billion, that's two. You got a third of the world's population in China and India. I don't know any of them. I love them. I do. I have no anger toward any of them. No resentment. I wish none of them ill will. As a matter of fact, I would wish the best for all of them. Now let's throw in Europe. I know a few sweet people in Europe. Now, if she's listening at all, you're one of them now. So I love you. But don't forget, I haven't had to interact with you on a day-to-day basis. Pretty easy to love you. And for the most part, the other 500-600 million people in Europe, I don't know. I love them. Why would I wish them any harm? I want them to come to knowledge of the Lord, if they could. So that's another five. So I'm already up around 3 billion people that I love. That's easy to do. Africa. Yeah, I know some African priests. I like those guys. They're good guys. But vast, 99.99999999% of Africa, I don't know. Love them. I mean, you see my numbers here. I mean, I am totaling up heavy percentages of loving God's people. This is easy. Now, one might ask, yeah, but what about that 0.001 that's harder? Well, first of all, come on. It's only a handful. And yeah, all right, it's people in my life. Yeah, it's people closest to me. It's people around me. It's relatives, friends, acquaintances, people I have to have dealings with. All right, maybe I don't quite love them the way Jesus says I should. But I think he's ignoring my numbers. You look at my numbers. That's a record. 99.999999999999% of the people I love. All right. So there's these few over here that I maybe don't treat as good as I should. Maybe I don't forgive them as quickly as I could. Maybe I hold on to some wrongs that I shouldn't hold on to. And maybe I can get a little snotty and disrespectful and thoughtless. But come on. Compared to the numbers, I'm near perfect. So, I think what I need to do is get names. Get names of those people that I find very easy to love that live on the other side of the world. can love them. A boy in Borneo, I love him. I don't have problems. Not at all. I feel a lot of compassion toward him. And, hey, I can even see those commercials on TV of hurting children and hurting people, and I can feel, I feel compassion. Now, I may not send them anything, but I feel it. That counts for something, doesn't it? I mean, our Lord said that. He said, you know, feel generous towards other people. That's all I want. Just feel. Feel generous. So, now, that little group of people that I maybe don't be as tolerant towards or as forgiving towards or as kind towards or as loving towards or as overlooking toward, well, it's a relatively small number in the overall scheme of the people that I love. So, I don't know. I suppose I should probably still work on that. But it's just easier to redefine the category than it is to live according to the expectation of love. Now, I want you people to know that you are all of you, every single one of you, even those of you who send snotty emails. You, and most of them are my relatives. So it's the same five or six people. But those of you in this listening audience, I love you all. Now, I don't have to live with you. I don't have to deal with you. I don't have to get along with you. I don't have to be nice to you at Christmas Eve. So it's easy to love you. I just love you all. What the heck? You're in the, hey, you're in the 99.99999999999. Now, my wife, my kids, relatives, friends, well, all right, I fall a little short. But it's such a small number. Come on.